Welcome to the Cups of Consciousness show. I am Alea Dow, your host. I'm a doctor of oriental medicine, a sound healer, the author and founder of the Seven Cups of Consciousness. I have produced 9 sound healing albums and have recorded over 2,000 meditations online. I am an energy practitioner and help people shift their consciousness using their energetic fields. And this show is all about using your energetic fields to shift your consciousness, as well as exploring energetic concepts that help you create a more empowered and connected life. This episode is an energetic session that explores concepts, energetic practices, and protocols that are similar to a prayer, which help you transform particular aspects of your life. When you listen, recognize that some part of you is using your energetic fields to shift your vibration, which in turn shifts your consciousness, your behaviors, your beliefs, how you react and respond. You might even go into an altered state, so use caution if you're driving or doing something that requires a focused mind. With all of this work that I present, remember that it is your energy shifting you in your own unique way. That way you stay in control and empower with your process. So take a deep breath in, pull yourself into your line of light, and explore your inner terrain in a safe and supported space. Let's dive in.
When you have a space, a home, land, even a townhouse, a condo, an apartment that you are residing in, whether you own it or are renting it, you are connecting with the devas. Some energetic aspect of you, whether you're conscious of it or not, is connecting with the devas of the space, the nature spirits of the land. And anytime you have a desire to change the space, bring in a project, do something, explore the idea that it's not your desire to create a change in the space. You're actually empathically feeling the desires of the nature spirits, the devas of the space. They want to go through a reinvention. They want to use their creative energy to create something new and different. And if there is repairs that need to happen, like the dishwasher breaks or the electrical panel needs to be repaired, play with the idea that it's not wrong. It's actually the devas, the land, the space, the energies there. They're going through a remodel, a reinvention, a release of the old, bringing in the new. And so you are a steward to the space. And when you are steward to the space, you can consciously work with the nature devas, the devas of the space, the elementals, and ask them, what is it they desire? And how do you do that? You take a deep breath in. Pull your energy and awareness into your divine line. Take a moment to invite your higher self, your body devas higher self, especially because your body deva is nature spirit. Your teams, your body divas teams, to sit in council, to reference an appropriate dimension where they can sit in council with all of the nature spirits and the devas of the space that you are a steward to. And it might be a lot of beings gathering in this space. Maybe you're sitting at a table, maybe you're in a garden, maybe you're in a beautiful space where you can just sit and be with them. Open lines of communication, connection, acknowledge their presence, their consciousness, their desires, their creative energy. And the first thing that I like to do anytime I'm in a space and I'm a steward is I say, how may I serve you? I am a steward to this space. How may I serve you? And from my perspective, the very first thing that we do when we're a steward to a space is we listen. So just hold space for some energetic aspect of you to listen. In a higher realm, you're listening to the devas, to the nature spirits, to the elementals of this place that you are a steward to. And then invite some energetic aspect of you to receive appropriate information from them, to be listening to them in that dimension, to be listening to their voice, their desires, to be exploring how you can co-creatively, collaboratively create a more harmonic vibrational experience with each other. So it's like you're using your creative energy, their creative energy. They're informing the process. You're informing the process. It's collaborative. Everyone's voice is being heard from a place of curiosity and compassion and kindness. And this initial phase is one of no details. When we purchased our property in the Sierras, I would sit with a space for 2 years or 3 years before I touched the space, just listening. Now, that might not be your style. That's okay. But just listen and let some energetic aspect of you receive the information of what's being asked for in a space. And it could just be a room of like, oh, the nature devas, the devas in this space. What is it that you're yearning for? Where do you want the bed? Where do you want the dresser? What color do you want the curtains to be? But also, too, holding awareness that your body deva and they, then those nature spirits, are communicating and exploring solutions, creative expressions that honors everyone's greatest happiness. And then you allow for that ripple and that reflection, acknowledging that you are creating a space for these nature spirits, these devas, elementals, to have a voice, to have control, to be honored, to have power. Oh. And you can layer that same piece in of devas call in the appropriate person to work with the land. Call in the appropriate electrician or handyman or contractor, architect or painter. And then you're employing them to call in who they desire. That supports everyone's greatest happiness.
You have been listening to the Cups of Consciousness show with me, Alea Dow. Receive a free month of the Cups of Consciousness. Go to 7cupsofconsciousness.com. When you get your free month, you will get 5 cups a week for 4 weeks. You'll also receive access to a live Tall Cup of Consciousness session. Feel free to review the show. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Aho.